Okay, welcome to Module 3, Pre-Launch Strategies. Now, once again, don't forget you can download your mind maps, your worksheets and your check sheets below. And I advise, or we advise, that you actually print them off. And then you can follow us through the slides.
Yeah.
Okay, pre-launch strategies. Now, pre-launch planning. Test for every eventuality. Now, we touched on this in the last module, and basically we just need to test everything and make sure everything's ready before you actually go live. Isn't that right, John?
Yeah, I mean, again, with pre-launch, you know, you want to have already tested, you know, your payment processor. Does your upsell show? Do the affiliates get credit? And a lot of things to do with pre-launch is mostly tracking. You know, make sure that the affiliate is getting tracked. If you have someone promoting your products during pre-launch, if an affiliate is promoting your pre-launch, you want to make sure that they are dropping a cookie so that if they make a sale of your main product when you mail your pre-launch list, they get paid.
Yeah.
And obviously, a lot of this depends on the payment processor you're using. But you know, the two I use mostly are JVZoo and ClickBank. And basically, just as long as they are using their affiliate link to get to the landing page, everything should be fine. But what you should do is just quickly test. You know, make sure that use one of your own affiliate IDs or a different ID. Test, then go to the buy page and make sure the affiliate
Make sure the tracking's being notified. Basically, it's being shown as somebody's actually clicked your link, and then you know it actually works. With ClickBank, it's just a little affiliate, and it'll tell you
at the bottom of the page
the affiliate's name at the bottom of the page. Okay, so once all your testing's done, we highly recommend mind mapping your launch.
So you highly recommended that.
I highly recommend it. Now, as you can see, you know, from the maps that you've downloaded and printed off from this course, from Module 1, the product launch overview, is a whole mind map of what you are actually going to do and what we've actually done for this product itself. You know, it's everything is there. Once you map your product out, map your virtual product out on paper, and you know what to do. You can just follow your mind map.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we're actually following our own mind map for creating the content in this launch. But obviously, you need to mind map your launch. You know what you've got your product mapped out, but do that with the launch as well. What happens on launch day? What happens on day two? What happens on day three? Have it all mapped out. Now, obviously, things may slightly change depending on what happens, how many sales you make. But you know, you should know roughly in your head what is happening on each given day of your launch.
Yeah.
And if you have it all mapped out, it's much, much easier to do that.
Yeah. I mean, you could even go as far as, if you're having a 7-day launch, you could even go as far as mapping day 1, 2, 3, 4 to 7. The exact processes are there or thereabouts of what you're going to do on them particular days.
Yeah.
Or what you expect to happen on them particular days. You can try and predict your launch. Mm-hmm. As long as there's something in place and you're not just winging it all the way, then, you know, mind mapping is very, very important. Okay, types of pre-launch. Video pre-launch, John?
Yeah, something I've done many, many times. You know, we find that 3 to 4 videos, about 3 to 7 days before launch works best. What I touched on earlier, I'm finding it harder to get affiliates to promote pre-launches because I think everyone's calendars are just getting busier and busier. So sometimes you'll find that, you know, if you have 3 to 4 pieces of content, you might find it's very, very hard to get affiliates to mail each one. But if you can try to have one key video, you know, usually the last one, what maybe has a little piece of everything from the pre-launch in it, and you try and get affiliates to mail just to that one at least, then, you know, you're going to build a pre-launch list. And it's very, very important that you try and, you know, if you're going to do a pre-launch, you need to be building a list from the pre-launch. If affiliates are sending you thousands and thousands of hits, you want to be building a list from that. So then you can let all of the pre-launch lists know, usually an early bird list, you know, you usually let them know an hour before the main product goes live. You can sort of have a list of people that are waiting for your product to go live.
Yeah. Now, pre-launch webinar.
Yeah, webinars work very, very well. You know, you might be one, if you're going to do 3 or 4 pre-launch videos, you could easily make this 3 or 4 pieces of live training.
Yeah.
Just live content that you're going to be, where you're going to be sharing all of your strategies, techniques, whatever it may be. Also, what you can do as well, you can have a webinar just before you go live. You can, you know, where you can answer questions. So you know, you can maybe even use a combination. You could have a couple of pieces of pre-launch content through video, and possibly have a webinar on launch day, where you'll address any concerns, overcome any, you know,
you could objections. Actually go live right at the end of the webinar.
You could, yeah, that's something you can do as well. You could have a webinar that starts, you know, 2 hours before you go live. You can even give people, you know, you can see the early bird link is going to be released in the webinar. Make sure you're on the webinar, and I'll answer any questions you may have.
Yeah, they're always all of these techniques all add sales to your front end and back end products. Now, pre-launch reports, such as, you know, small reports, ebooks, free downloads, anything like that, that you can give away content to create interest, create a buzz, just give something to all of your leads for them to think, okay, yeah, this sounds like a good product, I really want to buy this. Rather than just launching a product out, give them something to read, give them something that's going to stimulate them into buying a product.
What I like to do, I mean, you could have a series of videos, you can have what's called, what I like to call cheat sheets. I just think they sound good, and people tend to receive those sort of PDFs well. So if you're going to have a webinar, a pre-launch webinar, whatever, have something that complements it. A bit like what we do with this product, we give you the checklists and the worksheets and things like that. If you can do stuff like that with a pre-launch, with your pre-launch content, it will be really, really well received. Now remember, there's no set rule for pre-launch content. All I would say is make sure you give away some of your good stuff, but you can have a combination of anything we've talked about. You can even have an audio, you could have interviews, whatever it may be. You could be you know, available for a live questions, whatever. Yeah. Whatever it may be, just try. If you're going to have a big launch, you need to have something. You know, you don't just want to go straight into launch. But you can do it. You don't get me wrong, you can do that. But if you can do something where you're giving away really good content for free, that will whet the appetite of any potential customer.
And it must be. I mean, it's, you know, you had to emphasise on that, John. Yeah, it must be your best content.
Yeah.
Because that's going to reflect the standard of your product. If you've got the greatest product in the world and your free content you give away is not too good, it's going to make things, people are going to second guess. So, you know, make sure it's your best stuff. Right, okay, we're going to move into contests. And, you know, you may have heard us touch on a few things earlier on about contests, but the main launch contest, John, this is, it's quite important, isn't it? Even if you don't have, you know, even if you're not giving away a lot of prizes, it's always good to have a contest.
Yeah, I would recommend, you know, any launch you do, have a leaderboard.
Yeah.
You know, with the likes of JVZoo, and there's actually a tool called WP Affiliate Builder created by Omar Martin and Dave Nicholson, and you can have live leaderboards where affiliates can track how they are doing in real time. And there's nothing better than motivating affiliates to promote other than a leaderboard. So, you know, when you do get to your main competition, you know, make sure you have a leaderboard.
Yeah, I mean, I guarantee, as an affiliate like myself, when I've actually been taking part in a launch and there's a leaderboard there, that's an open page on my computer, and it's always an open page on my phone as well. So it's just kind of like the first thing you do in the morning when you wake up, it's sort of refresh, and you think, damn, I'm third or second yesterday. So, you know, you've got to, you know, these sort of things, they build influence and they actually allow the affiliate or get the affiliate to promote more.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, this is during your pre-launch, so you need to be letting affiliates know there's going to be a leaderboard, there's going to be a competition. You need to let them know what the prizes are.
Yeah.
You know, so make sure that's something you do. Make sure that's something your affiliates are going to be aware of.
Yes.
Okay? And unless you're offering tons and tons of money, just, you know, if you've only got a $500 budget for your top 10 or even a $100 budget for your top 10, offer prizes, you know, like physical prizes that you can, you know, because it gives a higher perceived value. Yeah. We talked about that before, but, you know, make sure you have a contest, make sure affiliates are aware of the contest, and make sure affiliates are aware of any prizes they can win.
So I would say probably a month before, John, yeah, would you say? Let affiliates know what's going on.
Yeah, at least.
Give them the rundown. And you could even use, you could actually use a JV blog to let the affiliates know what's going on. Now, a leads contest, and this would come before the main contest. So let the affiliates know you're having a leads contest. Now, we kind of touched on pre-launches before. When you're sending out your pre-launch content, you can have a leads contest, and this can allow your affiliates to send leads to your pages for amounts of people, John, that you pick up, or amounts of leads that your actual affiliates that can send you.
Yeah, it would normally be leads. You know, so how many opt-ins the person gets.
Yeah.
If I'm having a leads contest, it would be whoever gets the most subscribers, not the most clicks, because clicks can be falsified.
Yeah,
and subscribers can be falsified, to be honest. I mean, I've learned from experience that leads contests, depending on what your prizes are, some people will try and take advantage and game the system.
Yeah.
And you have to be very, very careful. Now, what I would say, if you're going to have any sort of contest for pre-launch, just be very, very aware of shenanigans. That's the word I'm going to use, shenanigans.
Yeah, I like that.
You know, people will try and game the system because you're giving prizes for leads. Now, what you can do to cover this, and this is something I didn't do with one of my big launches, you can make sure that if anyone promotes the pre-launch, to qualify for their pre-launch prizes, you have to mail for the main launch as well.
Yeah.
I had a guy with one of my pre-launches. All he did was mail for the pre-launch, got paid, I think, $2,500 in lead money. And really, I don't know if he got me $2,500 in sales. So he gamed the system. I should have had a term or a clause in place what said, if you want to claim your pre-launch prize, you have to send traffic to the main launch.
Yeah.
And obviously, at the end of the day, the guy should be making sales. The whole point of doing any competition is to make sure, is to for them people to make sales and make you money.
Yeah. I mean, a leads contest, that can be, if you have sort of an ad swap list or a freebie seekers list.
That's what the guy was. He was a solo ad guy.
You have 20,000 or 100,000 people on solo ads who only download free stuff.
Yeah.
These aren't buyers. They're not going to buy your product, so this guy is going to win a leads competition. But, you know, these are the things that you have to look at, you have to take into account. And what John's saying is very true. You must mail for the main competition. Because at the end of the day, you want to make money. You don't want to pay people for something that they haven't really earned.
I done it wrong. This is one of the things I'm passing on to you guys. I did it wrong. I didn't have terms in my pre-launch competition. And basically, the guy got $2,500 from me. He sent, don't get me wrong, he sent me a ton of clicks and a ton of leads. But as an affiliate, I think he only made one sale.
Yeah.
Because his lead, however he was sending the traffic, it wasn't quality traffic. And that was the condition. Another condition you could add is, you must actually make physical sales. Just be open and in plain English, Any shenanigans, you'll not get paid. Things like that.
Yeah. People need to know.
Yeah.
Especially in a situation like that.
And pre-launch is very, very hard. Not very, very hard, but it is harder to get people to mail for pre-launch because they see it as giving their leads to you.
Yes.
So you need to give them a reason, make the content great, and tell them that, if they mail at least once, at least 24 hours before, that this is in their favour to drop cookies and things like that.
Yeah.
And then hopefully you'll get more people mailing for pre-launch.
Yeah, good. Okay, getting ready for within the pre-launch phase. I know we've talked about testing and I'm going to mention it again because, it is important, John, isn't
very,
it? It's very, very important. I'm not going to go into all about testing again, but, you should always be testing your product. Always be making sure everything is right and 100% ready to go. If it's not, you need to address that and you need to fix it, because if one thing goes wrong, that could snowball and it could end in disaster. So test.
And test again.
Proofreading and beta testing. So remember, small typos and, these can put people off, can't they?
Yeah, not just with your product, but with your JV material. Have a JV blog full of typos or a JV page with typos or with that looks poor, with poor quality graphics, video that's got terrible sound, whatever. We're not just talking about proofreading here, but the whole JV aspect should look nice, should be appealing, and give affiliates a reason to want to promote your product. If your affiliate page looks poor, you guarantee your being product's going to look poor, and that's going to reflect. And this is actually very, very important. I've worked with a lot of my students, and sometimes I create a page that doesn't look the best, and I've had to step in and say, look, you need to change this, you need to change that, it doesn't look good, you need to use professional graphics, whatever it may be. And obviously, proofreading is sort of, it's an element of that. And again, you want to make sure your email copy as well. don't give affiliate email copy with typos, you know, and spelling errors and things like that.
I see that a lot, actually.
I do as well.
Because you just think, oh, it's just a JV email.
Yeah.
Type it up. But you know, it's always worth give it the once over and, you know, look professional. It's all about professionalism.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on. So we're going to go to pre-launch marketing and JV notification. Okay, so how important is notifying your JVs? It's probably the most important part of the launch, isn't it? They all have important aspects, but, you know, if you're not telling people what's going on, you're not notifying people of what's going to happen, when it's going to happen, nobody knows what's going on.
Yeah. The advantage we've got now is we've built a list of affiliates we can notify. And obviously, if it's your first launch, it's harder. But you should be letting as many people know about your launch as early as possible. Again, you know what we touched on the first module. If you give affiliates more notice, there's less chance they can say no.
Yeah.
Because if you're launching months in advance, there's a chance no one else has got that date on the calendar. So, you know, but make sure you're notifying your JVs as soon as you possibly can. So if you have any sort of JV list, you know, let them know at least four weeks and preferably more.
Yeah. I mean, if you don't have a JV list, there are other things you can touch on, John, aren't there? They can use, obviously, there's Facebook ad campaigns now that allow you to gather affiliates. I'm just moving to that. Social media ads. But,
yeah.
Also, what about other marketers' affiliate lists? You know what I mean? You've done this for me before when I've actually asked you and said, can you mail your JVs because you like the product? And, you know, they'll jump on board with my launch because it's a good product, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I'll help out people close to me. I'll mail for their launches without them even telling me. You know, I will be, you know, I've got no problem mailing for you. If you come to me and say, you know...
Yeah, I know that.
But if you're a stranger... What's the incentive for me?
Maybe not for the stranger, but this is kind of the relationships when you build up within marketing, which we talked about before.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's obviously you're going to make some friends in the business, and it's not a business where you're in competition constantly. It's more of a business where you support each other. So it kind of helps to, you know, stay in touch with other business partners and JVs and affiliates and have them to mail their own list.
Yeah, and what you can do to make that happen, though, is you can have a two-tier. You can have a second tier, and you can do that with ClickBank, and you can do that with JVZoom, no problem. So if I didn't know Dan, and Dan came to me and said, look, here's my product, I checked it out, I liked it, and Dan said, if you mail me your affiliates, I'll give you 10% of what your affiliates make, then there's the incentive. So second tier is something... I did that with my partnership to Success Launch, and it was very, very, very big, the second tier, because... a second tier affiliate could actually earn up to $100 of a second tier affiliate sale. So, you know, that's something you want to be touching on as well. You want to be if you can have a second tier program, set it up. You know, JVZoo will let you do it, ClickBank lets you do it, and lots of affiliate marketing platforms let you do that as well. So that's something you can do.
There is joint venture websites you can use as well.
Yeah,
Munchai, that's one.
JV Notify Pro.
JV Notify Pro.
There's a ton. We'll be providing the links. Make sure you go
in the resources section.
Yeah, make sure you go and let those sort of sites know about your launch as soon as you possibly can as well. You will find those calendar dates fill up fast, and you will find you'll probably find no matter what date you pick, there's two or three other launches going on that day. Don't let that worry you. The fact you're putting it in there means it's getting
yeah, get looked at. Yeah, someone will see it. You know, but we've added links to affiliate resources in the actual resources section in the menu bar of the members area.
And also, you know, as Dan's brought the slide up, social media ads is very, very big now. I mean, you can, if you've got a list of affiliates, you can actually target a custom audience on Facebook and put ads up. But you can also run ads just to affiliate type marketers and things like that. I actually see that a lot now on my Facebook wall. I don't know why that is. Maybe it's because people see me as a good affiliate or something, but I see lots and lots of ads on my Facebook for launches that's going on. So obviously I'm getting marketed to from other products.
I've seen a lot of ads you can now. Do that. So it's obviously working.
Yeah.
You could also use social media ads for your affiliate partners to advertise on their own walls via affiliate links.
Yeah.
That could create a buzz. Now I'm going to move to pre-launch build-up. Okay, so on the pre-launch build-up, it's essential that you keep people aware and alerted to exactly what's going on. You know, keep them updated, even on a daily basis. Tell them what's going on. Tell them when the launch is. Tell them, you know, how much information that you're going to provide. Remember your free ebooks, your videos. Tell them the first video series is coming up. Tell them when the next video series is coming up. Start educating people about your pre-launch.
I think as well, just something I want to touch on when we're talking about communicating with GVs and keeping them informed. I think what I find as well, and what I find works is you don't have to be on a... How can I describe this? Don't be a salesman when you're doing your GV stuff. Be a friend. You know, when you do your sales video, you're usually a different character to when you're... You should be a different character, sorry, to when you're talking to a GV. So when you're doing your GV video, you can be more relaxed. You know, you can just have your T-shirt on. You maybe don't have to have your shirt on and things like that. So, when, you know, all of this is part of the build-up, you know. You need to be... sort of on a different level. I hope this is making sense, because it's sometimes hard to explain, but you need to be...
You need to be more professional when you're talking to leads and future customers.
Yes.
That's GVs and affiliate partners can be more on a personal level for, you know, a bit of trash talk here and there, just, you know, kind of the real you, you know, whereas... You know, if you're speaking to future leads and customers, you need to have a more of a professional front, I think.
Yeah, so when you're emailing your affiliates, you can be more relaxed. That's the point we're trying to make here. You know, you can just shoot a video while you're in the car or whatever. You can just do, you know, sort of, yeah, I've just shot this quick video today because I've just added the last piece of content. You're going to love this. Wait till you see this, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be perfect. You don't have to have an intro video on or an outro. It doesn't have to have, like, nice music behind in the background. You know, you can just shoot that on an iPhone, or you could shoot on a, you know, any type of smartphone you want.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on from pre-launch build-up, we want to take a look at GV partners and... how to work with GVs personally. So it's kind of, when you work with a GV personally, like we've just touched on, you need to have all of the tools available for your GVs to contact you before, pre-launch and during the launch. For example, Skype, email, telephone, give them your phone number, social media, and, you know, it's having, allowing GVs this amount of access, they can always get in touch with you if they have a problem.
Yeah.
If there's anything they need, if there's anything they want from you, for example, say, John, can I have a small graphic for your partnership program? Because I want to put that on my blog. I know you haven't got one, but can you fix one out for me?
Yeah.
Yeah, no problem. So it's there. And, you know, if you ever want GVs to contact you, or you ever want to contact GVs, you need to make it as easy as possible, because these are the guys at the end of the day who get sales, who make you money. So why would you not want them to be readily available, or why do you not want yourself to be readily available for them to talk to you?
Yeah, I think a big thing here is, you know, make yourself approachable.
Yeah.
Put your Skype ID on your GV blog. Put the email address so they can reach you on your GV blog. When you send out broadcast emails to your affiliates, tell them they just have to hit reply if they need to get in touch, and use an affiliate email, you know, dedicated affiliate email address. For example, mine is affiliates@johnthornhill.com.
Yeah.
If you're an affiliate and you, when I send out emails, it comes from that address, so they just have to hit reply. That's cringy because I've geared that address out. I don't mind. If you're an affiliate, I don't mind that, okay?
That's not to be used for support.
No, but you won't get a reply for support. But the point I'm trying to make here is you make yourself approachable. I put my office telephone number on my affiliate emails. Some affiliates, depending on who you are, get my cell number. You know, if I'm working with a big marketer approaches me and he's interested in promoting my product, he's going to get my cell number. Or he'll get, you know, he can communicate through messaging and things like that. Another tool I like to use, just while we're touching on this, is Voxer. Voxer's like, it's almost like a walkie-talkie audio.
It's a global walkie-talkie
tool, yeah. It's great for recruiting affiliates and keeping in touch with affiliates. It's great for trash talk, because you can have group conversations with a group of affiliates. Voxer, V-O-X-E-R, have a look at that. That's fantastic. There's lots, nearly every big marketer's on there already.
An app, by the way.
Yeah, sorry, yeah, that's an app.
It's an app for your phone. We've had conversations with on Voxer before, haven't we, with... It's kind of like the top 10 leaderboard of a competition. And I remember it was obviously it was obviously myself, you, Dave Nicholson, Omar Martin, Michael Cheney, and a few others, and it was just an abuse session, wasn't it? Like a friendly trash talk yeah. abuse session of who was going to win and who was the best. And I mean, if you can get all affiliates into a situation like this, then you know, they actually know each other, they're friends with each other, and it kind of spurs people on to come up with new ideas and obviously, ultimately, send out more emails.
What you can use this for as well, I mean, you can actually make it known that you're on Voxer and let people connect with you. It's also good for getting launch advice during a launch, just this is something separate here. I mean, for example, if you're testing something or you want some general advice, you usually find most of your affiliates are marketers as well. Yeah. And they can offer you fantastic, you know, they can sometimes just give you a little idea what can then, you know, turn out to be something that's invaluable. So, you know, it's a fantastic way to keep in touch with your closest affiliates and, you know, internet marketing pals as well.
Yeah. And obviously one of the best ways is face-to-face, isn't it, John, really?
Oh, for recruiting affiliates, no doubt about it. I mean, if you can get to events, you know, get to events and you can connect with people, then when you do find you're having a launch, they will remember who you are.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing better than building, you know, having sitting at the bar with someone and talking about marketing, and then find, you know, if you're having a launch in a couple of months' time, then, oh, yeah, that's that guy who bought me a drink or whatever. Yeah,
who I met last week, or that person who says he's going to support me, I met him at that event. Yeah, yeah, because, you know, they always remember who you are when you meet someone at a launch or at a convention or something like that.
Skype as well. I mean, you can use video on Skype. Fantastic fare.
Yeah.
You know, just let people see you. Just be, and like I said before, with JVs, be real, be personal. You don't have to be the marketer when you're, you know.
But just something to take away is, remember, when staying in touch with affiliates is to email affiliates on a daily basis.
Yeah. Once your launch is up and running, that is something you should be doing. Yeah. I mean, again, as well, I mean, if you're trying to connect with JVs, you know, one thing you have to be careful here. You don't want to harass someone to promote your product. If it's a mailing list, yes, you can mail them daily, but you know, you don't want to be sending someone a message through their cell phone every day. Are you going to promote?
No.
I mean, just something I want to touch on here. You'll put affiliates off. You'll come across as desperate if you keep asking them, "Are you promoting? Are you promoting? Can I count on you?" You can do that, but don't overdo it. You know, don't. If a potential product creator hassles me, it usually puts me off. So you know, when we say mail affiliates daily, we're talking about the affiliate mailing list, okay? Not you know, not just general email.
Yeah, yeah. Right. What I actually did meant was keep them up to date with what's going on with the product, rather than telling them to mail. You know, it's there's a line where you kind of do not cross, isn't it?
Yeah.
Really? Okay. Now moving on, the JV blog. Now a JV blog is an important aspect of a product launch. It's kind of a step up from an affiliate's page, isn't it? It's you know, it's a dedicated blog where you can send affiliates where they can download product info, they can download emails, they can download email titles, they can, you know, watch introduction videos, watch affiliate videos, even have some affiliate types of training, JV training as well. You know, you can put anything you want in a JV blog, so just fill it with useful stuff that JVs can find when they want to find promotional product, promotional material. Keep the JV blog updated constantly with the email swipes for the day, the pre-launch, launch, you know, during the launch, urgency.
I think the big thing, the big difference between a JV blog and a regular affiliates page is usually on a regular affiliates page, it's just one long page.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, that can work. Don't get me wrong, there's not, you know, there's actually nothing wrong with doing that if you do it right. And I actually still do that sometimes, depending on the launch. But with a big launch, you should have a JV blog, because what you'll find is, you know, you can have all of your menus at the top, you know, leaderboard, prizes, launch dates, JV tools, JV training, all that can be at the top, and an affiliate can come along and just instantly see see the menus and see what they can access. And the whole point of a JV blog as well is not just to give them all of the content, but to keep affiliates updated. With if you're using WordPress, it's just a case of writing a new post, uploading a new video, and then mailing and letting affiliates know. But every time they go to see the new video or the new blog post, all of the menus are there again. You know, all of their swipe tools and info, everything's there again. So you keep bringing affiliates back to your JV blog, and that will enable you to obviously put your product launch in front of them time and time again.
Yeah. Obviously, we just touched on that product info. But it's always a good idea to have a full description or a nice video of what the product's about. And, you know, a nice little walkthrough for the JVs to understand. It kind of helps the JVs to write their own promotional material.
Yeah.
So, you know, sometimes you might get some affiliate partners saying, oh, well, okay, but I like the look of the product. I haven't had access yet. Have you just got a video telling me what it's about? You know, because sometimes, you know, JVs don't have a lot of time. They don't have massive time to go looking inside members' areas and running through your whole course. So a nice product description always goes a long way.
I think the product info, you can usually get that across in a few lines, but if you should tell affiliates if you need to see the product, get in touch, or if you want more information, get in touch, or if there's any questions, get in touch. Make yourself approachable. Yeah.
Launch dates, always have your launch dates on there, and you know they're on the home page, aren't they, really? You know, they're at the top of every JV page, right, or down the side, a couple of graphics, you know, maybe two or three in the sidebar across the top. Launch dates, these are your launch dates, this is when the campaign starts, this is when the campaign ends. So make affiliates aware.
One thing I would say here, guys, is when you announce your launch date, don't change it. Unless something crazy happens, like you know, like, I don't know, I don't want to say things bad, but if something, you know, something where you can't physically make the launch date, because what you'll find is if you announce a launch date and change it, you're going to lose most of your affiliates. Now, well, the reason I'm saying this is this means your product, before you announce your launch date, should be 100% complete. You know, so make sure your product is complete, because then you can announce your launch date. You know you're not going to be spending 3 to 4 weeks finishing your product. That's the worst thing you could probably do, because you want to spend that time recruiting affiliates, okay? Big tip there. I've seen so many people, especially students, announce a launch date and then find something goes wrong.
They're not ready.
Or they're not ready. Yeah. So now it's actually a requirement of mine for my students that I need to see your product 100% complete before we set a launch date.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, once it's ready, and you know, if you stick to your launch date, get your product ready earlier, you have a lot of time then to plan for eventualities. When normally, if you're running behind, if you're rushing things, trying to get stuff done, and you're going to launch and you're not 100%, you're not 100%, and you know you're not 100% ready, and that kind of could add fuel to the fire. You know,
I know it sounds crazy, but the, you know, if you're struggling behind the scenes, it usually comes across somewhere. So make sure everything's ready.
I mean, obviously, it'll take some time before you can actually plan your, set your date and know when you're going to be ready or not. So, you know, if you can do that, then yes, if you know what your time frames are, if you know how good you are at pulling products together and you know exactly how long things are going to take, then yes, you can launch, you can make an announcement and then do your product. But we recommend complete your product and then put the date on the JV.
I would only recommend, Dan, if you're going to announce a launch before the product's complete, that will be months in advance, and you absolutely know you're going to be ready. You should be ready 4 weeks before. 4 weeks before, your product should be 100% complete.
Okay, commissions. Now, we should always have a detailed commission structure on your JV blog, because one of the most important things, or obviously the most important thing from an affiliate or a joint venture partner's point of view, is how much am I going to get paid? Yep, do you agree?
That's what they want to know. I mean, some affiliates will actually make sure it's a quality product they're promoting, believe it or not, but unfortunately, the bulk of them, how much am I going to earn?
Yeah, well, that's it. How much am I going to get paid? What are the commission structures, and what is the maximum earnings per click?
Yeah, maximum earnings per sale.
Per sale, sorry.
Yeah, so yeah, obviously if you're giving away 100% on the front, that will be a big thing you mention, you know, in your copy. But what I'd like to do is just map out the whole funnel, nice graphical, you know, representation of the whole funnel, how much commission, how much they can potentially earn per sale. You know, so make sure that's very, very visible on your JV blog.
I mean, if you are a newbie listening in, then, you know, you're going to find out at some point about other people's affiliate pages and JV pages. You know, just look at what works. Analyse people's launches. Look at their JV blogs. Look at their JV pages. I mean, you can see the Product Launch Control JV page at productlaunchcontrol.net/JV. And, you know, that'll show you exactly the commission structures, the videos, the time it's taking, the amount of effort that's been put in place there to actually show JVs what they're going to get and how much they're going to get, and all the promotional tools that are readily available. Okay?
Fine by me.
Yep, sounds about right. Okay, social media, JV groups. Okay, prizes. It's obviously the big one, isn't it? Prizes. To entice JVs, obviously, there's got to be some good prizes. Some good payments and some basically good commissions. Prizes look better, in my opinion.
We've touched on prizes a few times now, and I think you should get the importance of having a JV leaderboard with prizes. You know, if you can, the more prizes you can offer, the better, but don't commit yourself too much. Don't rely on the whole launch to pay your prize money, things like that. You can have terms in place, but I personally feel it puts affiliates off. Shows you're not confident in how much your launch can make.
If you know your numbers, John. If you've been in the business for a while, and you know exactly what your leads are going to make you from the end of your funnel or all the way through your funnel, then you can commit to giving big prizes away.
I think what else you can do as well. What I'd rather do, just instead of having terms, have bonuses. So, for example, I could say the first prize is, let's just say, for example, $500.
Yeah.
But if you make 50 sales, I'll give you a bonus of $500. If you make 100 sales, I'll give you a bonus of $500. If you make 300 sales, you know what I mean? So you can look at how much each sale is going to bring in. And like Dan says, if you know your numbers, you can say, look, for every customer, I'm making $20. So you know 100 sales is $2,000.
Yeah.
1,000 to affiliates. So you can know if an affiliate makes you that amount of sales, you can then dedicate maybe another $500 as a bonus prize. So you can have, instead of having minimum requirements, you can have your prizes and then offer more money. So there's an incentive for an affiliate to keep pushing and pushing because they can earn.
We've also seen before, for example, on the front end of your sale, so you're creating 50%, you're giving 50% affiliate commissions. If your affiliate makes, say, 20 or 30 sales or 100 sales, you'll upgrade them to 100% commissions.
Yeah,
upgrade. Even to 200% commissions.
Yeah, based on sales.
Yeah.
So again, I think the thing you need to take away from this is don't make sure your affiliates are making a ton of money.
Yeah.
If you're given the chance to, then you will.
Yeah. At the end of the day, it's all about making money for your affiliates and giving them the best deal that they can possibly get to create the best, to create the most amount of sales for you. Okay, a bonus template. Now, it's always a good idea to provide a template. Now, John, you've been doing this for a long time, so you're the expert in this area.
Yeah, when you're launching a product, obviously you want to have as many affiliates on board as possible, and you want to give the affiliates all the tools they need. Obviously, we've covered about, you know, things like email swipe and things like that, but you should also provide a bonus template, what makes it easier for your affiliates to offer a bonus. Because if you can get your affiliates to offer a bonus, they're going to make more sales. Now, what I tend to do is I usually provide two templates, actually.
Yeah.
I provide one, which is a blank template. It will probably have a few buttons on, like click here to claim your bonus. It'll have a bullet list and things like that. But what I also do as well is I include a template that actually has some of my products in, or some products that I maybe have PLR rights to that complements the product I'm selling. So, but what I also do as well, like, you know, so I have a blank template for an affiliate who wants to just add his own things, and then I have a one that includes products. But I also encourage affiliates to try and add their own products as well, because what you don't really want is, I mean, it's great, it's good if you can have affiliates promoting your bonus, but what you don't want is 100 affiliates promoting the exact same bonus. So then what I also do is I include the source files. So then an affiliate can come along and maybe change the design of the bonus template, or maybe change the name, or change the font style or the colour. So then my affiliates can have different looking bonuses, and that's what I encourage.
The more unique the bonus looks, the more sales you're going to get on, really, of affiliate, from an affiliate point of view. Right, okay. Social media. Now, finding JVs. So, JV groups from social media, likes on Facebook, marketing groups. There are certain amounts of groups that you can actually find on Facebook where there are a lot of marketers on board, get to know these people, help them out. It's the same as the old classic forum, isn't it, John?
Yeah, there's tons and tons of JV groups on Facebook, and the worst thing you can do is you join a group and then tell them about your launch. That just won't cut it.
It's add value, isn't it, really?
Yeah, people know when people are just in a group to try and get, you know, traffic and things like that. Give value, take part in discussions, offer advice, give help. If you get known in Facebook groups, if you get people to know you, when you come to have a launch, they will have a look.
If you can support somebody first within their launches, then, you know, reciprocation is not a given, but, you know, it goes a long way, doesn't it, John, if you promote somebody's product for them.
Yeah.
But don't expect somebody to promote your product for you just because you've helped them out. Doesn't always work like that.
But yeah, I mean, if you promote someone a few times, you would normally expect something back. But yeah, it's not how it should work. But, you know, that's how it. At the end of the day, if I promote you, I want you to promote me.
Yeah. Well, if I make you like $5,000, I would expect you to turn around and say, "Okay, thanks for that. I'll help you out now."
But,
you know.
But obviously, going back to JV groups, you know, JV groups are a way to build relationships, and again, it's about the relationship. You know, I can't stress enough how important it is about, you know, it's very, very rare you'll get a complete stranger mail your product, unless it's got crazy, crazy EPCs and it's absolutely flying, then you might get a ton of strangers. But, you know, the bulk of your promotions through your internet marketing career come from the people who get close to, and that you do that through the likes of social media and JV groups.
If you tip product of the day, just stepping back to people jumping on board, and obviously product of the day with JVZoo or marketplace number one on ClickBank, then yes, you are going to get people jumping on board, give it more of a viral effect. And we've seen that quite a lot this year. There's been a lot of good products out there that people have just jumped on board.
A lot.
I think, what was the product? It was Video Marketer FX, I believe, that broke all records.
It did, yes, it did. And that just took off simply because EPCs were $5 plus, and everyone got on board for that.
So if you can get your EPCs up, you're guaranteed to get affiliates with you. Okay, paid ads. Using social media, using Facebook to recruit affiliates, and actually use paid ads to promote your product, your pre-launch as well, can't you?
Yeah, I mean, again, we touched on this briefly. You can set up your affiliate mailing lists as targeted audience through Facebook. You can actually do retargeting, which is another area altogether. But you can, anyone who visits your JV blog or your JV page, you can retarget those people on Facebook. So if someone visits, you know, the JV blog for Product Launch Control, they can then go to Facebook and they're going to see adverts on Facebook advertising the affiliate program. That's the best way to get traffic, is through targeted audiences. And obviously with Facebook as well, you can market it to groups as well, I do believe. If you're in these JV groups on Facebook, you can market to those groups as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's the best, the most effective way to get paid ads working for you.
Yeah, that's it. If you have a bit of a budget, then, you know, paid ads is the best way to go, isn't Okay. Personal contact. I mean, we've touched on this before, but personally contacting JVs. Now, there is a right way to do this, isn't there, John? There's a wrong way and it's basically saying, "Hey, promote my product. Here's a link."
Yeah, if you don't know someone, you know what I see. A lot of people contact me and ask for a promo. I don't even know who they are. I mean, why should I choose to promote a complete stranger's product? Just why? Oh, because they're giving me 50% commission. Wow, thank you. You know, that's what some people think, though. They think, yeah, I just put an affiliate program together, I give these people half the money, they'll all want to promote it. No, it doesn't work like that. And it's all about, again, building relationships and if you're going to contact someone personally, build a relationship first through forums, through social media, through personal contact, through you know, events and things like that. And then when you contact someone personally, they know who you are.
Yeah, but even if you are going to send somebody an email, so say somebody who, there's a person who can't make it to the next event, or a person who, I don't know, everybody's got Facebook, so
yeah,
it's kind of not really an excuse for not communicating. But if you're going to send an email to somebody, please don't just send, please promote my product, I'll pay you this much. You know, introduce yourself, you know, ask how they are, provide, you know, some information about the product.
I would say, I would go a step further and say, do something for them first.
Yeah, well, that's the way to get attention, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, if I want someone to support one of my launches in the future, you know, this comes down to planning months in advance. I'd be trying to see if I could promote something of theirs, or see if I could help out in some way. I'd be commenting on their blogs, liking their posts. I mean, you've got to be careful again. You don't want to turn into a stalker. But if you get to know people through Facebook, you know, by replying to their status updates and things like that, and off friend requests and groups and things like that, that's another way.
Get on somebody's radar.
Yeah, get on their radar. So when you do contact them, they know who you are. Again, when you contact someone personally, they need to know who you are. If they don't know who you are, you can forget getting a promo.
Yeah, I've got a video. YouTube
personal
video.
Videos, yeah.
Personal
that
video.
Works well again. Again,
you've taken it a step further.
You're putting more effort in. But what you know, again though, make sure you know the person. You know, for example, if I wanted to approach Dan, didn't know who he was, I would get to know him through Facebook first, or through a forum, or through a group, and then if I was meeting a person, I'd be like, hi Dan, and it's John from the JV group. It's John from the JV group.
Who?
Yeah, the JV group.
Who?
Yeah, John. Yeah, who? John Thornhill. Yeah, you know who I am. That's the point though, isn't it? I mean, you know, get to know people first. Don't just send a cold email asking for a promotion, because you're wasting your time.
Yeah. Okay, I think you hit home with that one, John. So don't bother contacting John at all. Okay.
Unless I know who you are.
Right, okay. Moving back to mind maps, it's important that you mind map your pre-launch. It really is.
Yeah.
Because you need to know exactly what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. And the mind map's not just a process that you're going to follow. It removes elements of mistakes. So, you know, if you forgot something, then your mind map will... That's why it's called a mind map. Your mind map will break it out. You can add stuff in there. You can add ideas in there. And you can just build a whole map of your product, okay? And this is the best way to go.
You can also give your affiliates your mind map.
Yeah.
That's
been done before. That's a good prize, actually.
You know, you can give affiliates your mind map so they can see the launch mapped out as well. You know, what I've also seen done before, and I've done this as well, is do webinars for your affiliates during pre-launch and launch.
Yes.
You just bring your mind map up on a screen and just talk about each element. I've done live webinars for the Partnership with Success launch. That worked very, very well as well. And obviously you can put the recordings on your JV blog or on your affiliates page.
Because not all affiliates are at the same level, are they? They're not. Some affiliates are new, some affiliates are old, some affiliates know what they're doing, some don't. And so, you know, it's always good to educate your affiliates to what you're trying to achieve within your product as well, isn't it, John?
Yeah, obviously you want to be giving your affiliates the correct advice, because again, not everyone will be experienced. And don't forget the little guy as well, because if you've got 1,000 little guys making a couple of sales each, you know, if you can teach them how to sell your product,
that'll be 2,000 sales.
Exactly.
Or mathematician. Right, okay. And obviously print your schedule, because you know, you don't just make it up in your head, or maybe it's a poster's note in the corner of your screen, but you know, print your schedule. What are you doing from day to day? What is the process of your launch? What's going on? And make sure everybody knows about that. Tell your affiliates, tell your JVs what you're doing, and you know, keep it on paper. Then keep a list together.
Yeah,
so you know exactly where you're going.
If your whole launch is either on a mind map or printed off in front of you, I mean, you know, print off your mind maps, keep them nearby. You then know the whole process. You should probably have your whole launch in your head. You should learn it. You should know what's happening on each day. Now, obviously, like you said before, sometimes things are subject to change depending on how things go. But you know, the general the general layout of your launch should be mapped out, printed out, and you should know it by heart.
Yeah. Okay, right. Thanks for listening. And on Module 3, don't forget that your audio is there for you to listen again if you're travelling or want to listen via your iPod or whatever. Now, please don't forget to print your maps, your worksheets and your check sheets. All the info is there. And if you have any questions, you know where we are. Now, thank you very much, and we'll see you on Module 4.